Hello, I'm Yeonhwa Jung in Gaia 3D. I introduced the process of giving service using BetaType for displaying sea surface wind data. Okay. The presentation is as follows. First, I will tell why I used BetaType and describe what is the BetaType. Next, I will introduce the information and process necessary to actually build a service. Finally, I will show the live demo. Okay. Wind data is very complicated because there are wind direction and wind speed. Wind direction is three-dimensional data, so adding speed, there are four dimensions for to this represent. But the screen is displayed in two dimension. So four-dimensional data cannot be represented on the screen by itself, so must be divided into two dimensions, generally like left picture, one factor represented. However, like right picture, you can represent most of the data at once by coloring the vector of the wind bobs. Okay. This is the
Cheers.
this is the first method that I used. There is a lot of data that needs to be displayed, so I chosen the tiling method using Bounce surface interpolation. But the result of interpolation covered over land and rotated wind symbols seems to be crashed. So to solve this problem, I use the BetaType method. As you know, I briefly introduced about BetaType. BetaType is to think of as dividing and storing vector data into tiles. There is no raster images, only pre-generated vector data which are presented on requested area. Those maps element which overflows current tile are cut with a certain offset, which is essential when connecting tile together. Okay. MVT format use Google Protocol buffers as an encoding format. Protocol buffer doesn't consider kind of languages preference by processing serializing structured data. The vector tile represents data based on squared extent within a projection. A vector tile should not contain information about its bound and projection. A vector tile sorry. This format assumes that the code knows the bounds and projection of the vector tile before decoding it. Web Mercator is projection of reference, and the Google tile scheme is the tile extent convention of reference. They provide the one-to-one relationship between specific geographical area at specific level of detail and paths like this, Z, X, Y. Okay. Now, I pray about the data that I used first to ask at B. The resolution is 12.5 kilometers, regular data with latitude, longitude, date, time, speed, direction. Okay. Detail specs. Second, wind set. This resolution is like this. Okay. Details. Okay. Final. Last scatter set. Spec is like this. Okay. This is the develop environment JDK 1.8. 8, Spring 4, Maven, Geotus, Mapbox, Vectortile, Java, OpenLayers. Okay, this page has a list of Vectortile Git projects. I also find a library in Java on this page. It's good to be able to select library your project environment. Okay. The requirements are as follows. As shown, each file needs to hold a timestamp and the data projected into the custom project, and files are merged into the tiles for 12 hours, regardless of processing time of the files. Oh. Let's calculate. As you can see, it's huge number because you have to merge the data accumulated in 12 hours. So, what will happen if you render this data directly? It's too hard to see. Yeah. The overall follows is as follows. Coordinate transformation is performed by reading the coordinate, calculate the bound of the tile, and find the point contain the file, tile, encode the file in MVT format styled in form of WinBabs and display it. I will explain how to calculate bound of the buffer and skip data based on zoom level. The first problem is rendering problem at the higher zoom level. To solve this, I selected the method skip data as zoom level. The way to skip is like this. Calculate the resolution length of displayed picture and get the interval unit with this value. For example, I will explain it with the table. I calculate interval unit by dividing the real distance among the WinBabs into the resolution of the data. I get the length of the tile by using this interval, so I could decrease the tile size more than 10 times. Okay. Solving one problem leads to another problem. The label data has been skipped. So I saved the label data by dividing from the win data. Okay. If the rendered feature is overlapped on the several tiles, that feature is cut. As I mentioned, at the Vectortile spec part, I need the data of features like this connect its tiles. To solve this, I need to give the buffer around the tile. Okay. The following is example code provided by the library. The example buffer the tile size multiplied by 0.1. I found the source code for utility of conversion between tiles and coordinate in map tile site. So I reused the code with the global map tiles.py code. The changes are TMS origin and projection. Okay. This is a tile grid functions. Calculate the resolution of target zoom level. Calculate the coordinate is the meter XYZ. Calculate meter coordinate from the pixel XYZ. Calculate boundary of the tile XYZ in meters. calculate the boundary of buffer tie XYZ in meter. At the first trial, I iterated through the set of the ties, but it took too long memory capacity and execution time. So I changed the set of the ties to set of the points. At the second trial, I tried to make the hierarchy structure from the bottom of the top, but applying data intervals is very difficult, so I mixed up both of the methods. On the basis of points, iterate point and check the each of the ties whether the points hit the buffer of the tile. If it match it, then save the tile index and geometry. I used open layer spectra tile layer. Note that the tile pixel ratio value is the extent divided by tile size, which is set by default in MVT layer parameters and can be changed. Okay. So let's live demo. Start live demo. Second, the background satellite image. Okay. Thank you for my listening to my presentation. If possible, please email questions. Okay, thank you.
Thank you so much. Is there any web page where we can see this working?
I don't think so. She's my colleague, and I would like to answer to your question on behalf of her, but I don't think so, because this is, our client is Korea Meteorological Agency, and they have a Korea Meteorological Satellite Center, and this is only for the internet users, so you can't access the site, but other officials from Korea Meteorological Agency can access this site and enjoy that. Yeah.
So, please, questions.
Hi. Is it frustrating that the source that you're using only has incomplete data for the wind speeds? Do you understand? So the data you have seems to have strips. It's not it's not complete. So is that frustrating? Does that cause a problem in to be usable?
그 문제를 지금 해결하고 있다.
She's working on that.
Okay.
Yeah, there are lots of problems regarding the data, and she is working on that. The contract is not finished. Yeah, yeah.
Any more questions?
Yes.
Nina, I'm scared. Okay, we're talking about wind speeds, and you were talking about air balloons. I'm worried about what can happen here.
Yeah, I might put these air balloons on this data, no? so what is the update frequency of the points? Do they real-time update? Does it change the static?
Real-time updating. Oh. This data is... Okay. This data is 3 minutes updated.
So your points change every 2 minutes?
Yes, yes.
Oh, cool. Neat.
Yeah.
We still have some time for more questions.
I have another one, right?
If that's fine for everybody else.
So I'm because I've done work in the aviation industry, I'm familiar with the wind barbs method. Have you looked at other ways of depicting wind? So, for instance, in television weather forecasts, there is often a very smooth, animated way of showing wind. And it's a very famous website now, but if anyone hasn't seen it, there's a website called earth.nullschool.net, which comes up with a non-GIS visualization of wind, but it's mesmerizing. It's really beautiful. So I don't know if your project could consider that type of visualization.
무슨 말인지 알겠죠?
Yeah, thank you. I consider it. Okay.
답이 뭐예요? 그래서 왜 안 하냐? 저기 우리 그 마법 3D 같은 데 보면 윈드 멋있게 표현하는 거 있잖아요. 널스쿨에서 다 보이는 것처럼.
근데 여기서는
고객이 그걸 원하지 않을까?
네, 포인트를 딱 분석하고 싶어서 그렇게 애니메이션 안 넣었어요.
The main use of this system is forecasters in Korean Meteorological Agency. So they want a professional standard and the system. So they do not want the kind of animated vectors or other things. Yeah, that's very cool, but they are professional guys. So they want to analyze point by point and then region by region. That's why they just prepare this kind of things.
Okay, so any more questions? If there are no more questions, I would like to thank you for coming to Phosphor G.
This was our first presentation at Phosphor G.
This is the first presentation at Phosphor G. You did wonderful. Thank you very much.
You did a great job.